This is Community Close-Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest for today's program is Linda Ledford. She is the volunteer coordinator for the Mitchell Yancey Habitat for Humanity organization. Today, she's with us to talk about applying for a home. Welcome to our program, Linda. How does a family apply for a Habitat home?
Thank you, Steve. The first step in applying for a home begins with the Habitat's Family Selection Committee. They hold informal meetings to explain the process, including the requirements, and do pre-screening to find approved families. These meetings are for anyone interested in learning more about Habitat for Humanity, and especially for anyone thinking about applying for a Habitat home. Those attending will learn how to apply for a house and become a partner family.
So families wanting to apply for a home from Habitat should attend these meetings?
Yes. After explaining the process, those families wishing to apply will be allowed to fill out a pre-screening form. This form will be reviewed by the selection committee members. Those wishing to apply should bring with them to the meeting their most recent pay stubs and a copy of their most recent income tax return. This will supply some of the needed information for the committee to use in determining the applicant's eligibility. You must register in order to attend these meetings to apply for houses. So if you want to register, call 766-9000.
Linda, how is the price of the house determined?
The homes are built totally with volunteer labor and donations from individuals, churches, organizations, and from sales at the resale door. We have work crews from many churches in the two counties. I won't even attempt to name them because I'd leave somebody out. Church crews, clubs, individuals, organizations, work crews can come from a lot of sources, but it is all volunteer. The homes are then sold to Habitat Partners families with no profit or interest added to the mortgage.
Who can apply for these homes?
There are no barriers in obtaining housing because of race, color, religion, sex, handicap, familial status, or national origin.
Linda, when is the next meeting to be held?
There will be two meetings. We have a meeting scheduled at the Bakersville Baptist Church for Thursday, March 18th at 6 p.m., another one on Tuesday, March 23rd at 6 p.m. at the Spruce Pine United Methodist Church on Highway 226. Anyone wishing to make an application will need to attend one of these meetings. Remember, you must call to attend and register. Call 828-766-9000 or if you just want further information. And I do want to get in a plug since I am volunteer coordinator. We're always in need of volunteers. We need volunteers to work on the house sites. We need people to volunteer in the restore. We need men to go out and pick up donations, men to move furniture around. We need women to work in the at the cash register or cleaning up the donations, dealing with customers. We can put you to work. We also need donations. It's going to come springtime someday, and you'll be doing some spring cleaning. So clean out your garage, get some new furniture, appliances, give all that old stuff to Habitat. Then come by and buy something to go back in its place. To volunteer, call me, Linda Ledford, at 675-5355 or 766-9000.
Thank you, Linda. Linda Ledford, the volunteer coordinator for Mitchell Yancey Habitat for Humanity. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.